Miss Pickford, I'd like to begin by congratulating you on your recent promotion. The first female chief constable in the country. That's quite a distinction. Tell me, were you surprised when the police committee announced the result?
Well, I was very pleased, naturally. But surprised? No, I wasn't surprised. I like to think that the committee chose the most suitable person for the job, and I'm glad it was me.
The other four candidates were all male, weren't they?
Yes, but I gather I was the unanimous choice of the committee. You know, the police force is changing. A candidate's sex is much less of a significant issue these days. I've been with the police force for 31 years now, and believe me, attitudes have changed quite a lot.
I'm sure they have. So, did you join the force as soon as you left school?
Yes. I joined as a cadet when I was only 17.
And were you inspired to join the force by anyone in your family? Is your father in the force by any chance?
No, not at all. My dad's a butcher. But I'd always wanted to be a policewoman, since I was 3 or 4 years old.
Did you ever dream of becoming such a high-ranking officer?
No, never. The thought never crossed my mind.
But you are, in fact, rather young to be a chief constable, aren't you? Could you tell us a bit about your rise to the top?
Well, after completing an open university degree in social studies in my spare time, I became a chief inspector. That was in 1982. I was then promoted to subdivisional commander in the late 80s. Next, there was a rise to chief superintendent in 1990. I was, at that point, assigned the very tough task of taking care of one of the roughest areas in the country. I've never been the same rank for long. I then became assistant chief constable in another area.
Now, you hit the news when you took on that position as well, didn't you? Wasn't that associated with another woman's resignation from the force because of sexual discrimination? I seem to remember that some people took the view that your appointment was an attempt to demonstrate that women were not being discriminated against. Is that correct?
Some people did take that view, yes. But I hold to my belief that I was given the position on my own merits, not as an act of tokenism.
Well, your record would certainly indicate that you are highly regarded. From assistant chief constable, you became deputy chief constable. Is that right?
Yes, and from deputy to chief in less than 1 year.
And how big is the force you're about to take over?
It's a force of 3,400 with 482 women.
I see. Chief Constable Pickford, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us this evening. I'm sure all our listeners join everyone here at Radio Worthside in wishing you all the very best for your future in the police force. Thank you.